This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Indian River Real Estate, LLC is a hometown family company. Hi, I'm Josh Stahls. My wife Mandy and I have deep roots in this community and are blessed to be raising our two sons here. Growing up in Indian River County, I understand the changing market and love helping our clients find a place to call home. Mandy and I have the tools and experience to guide our clients to the closing table. Helping clients feel confident in the buying and selling process is what we do. We can be found at IndianRiverRealEstateLLC.com or on Facebook.
It's a new day, and I'm Rhett Palmer. Today, my special guest is Bruce Carroll, multi-Grammy award-winning artist. How are you, Bruce?
Hey, I'm well. How are you doing, Rhett?
Great. We're enjoying our new show on WCNO, 89.9 FM, 100,000 watts. You know, you've been doing these interviews for years, and I know that we have a large Christian radio station around this area, also another one. Very nice people, and that's 15,500 watts, which I think is the biggest station in this area, but this one in Palm City, 100,000 watts. How many? I don't think there are many stations that are 100,000 watts, are there?
I'm not aware of any other ones that are 100,000 watts. I think you might have the biggest outreach in America.
All right. Don't be coddling me today, Bruce. Now, Bruce Carroll, kind of a cool situation. I went to a convention years ago. I was trying to enter the gospel music business and was dealing with Sparrow Records, among others, and I happened to be at a convention in Ohio. And I, all of a sudden, in my motel room, I heard somebody playing guitar, and I realized I had one of those doors that, if you want to, families can rent both of them and be side by side. So I opened my door, knocked on the other door, and then this red-haired guy is standing there, and it's the famous Bruce Carroll. I'm sure you don't remember that incident, right?
I don't.
No, of course you wouldn't, but you were famous at that time, and I kind of went, I felt like Jackie Gleason in The Honeymooners. Hi, how are you?
And that's funny.
Yeah. And
then, like, all these years later,
yeah,
I'm on your radio show.
I know, because I remember Jody saying, hey, I've got this Christian artist booked on your show this morning. I thought, oh, brother, another Christian artist. And I figured somebody here who's, you know, singing songs from the 1600s or something. And they said, it's Bruce Carroll. I said, Bruce Carroll? I said, the Bruce Carroll? And it was the beginning. You came into the studio. It was the beginning of a long friendship. And I can remember when I was a newborn Christian, I would hear your song, Walk On. On the radio, and to this day, it remains one of my very favorite songs. Matter of fact, we'll have another interview in the near future, where we'll listen to Bruce's songs, and maybe analyze some of them, where they came from. But today, we're going to stick on his testimony, Bruce Carroll. How long were you a childhood Christian, or were you a semi? I mean, was there a point where you had a born again experience?
Can you be a semi-Christian?
I don't know. I guess you can't really. But you know how people have a perfunctory, they go to church, but they really don't know him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I totally get it. And that was kind of a tongue-in-cheek thing. No, I was not raised in a Christian home. My parents split up when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
Good people. Loved my mom and dad. They eventually got their acts together, respectively, and both of them came to Christ. And I know I'm going to see them again. Both of them are in heaven. But no, I was not raised in a Christian home and tried to figure it out myself. You know, a lot of boys, they aren't raised with dads. I think you know a little bit about that, Rhett.
Yeah.
And so when daddies leave, families break down, and kids are kind of left to wander around out there behind the little animals. And so that's what I did. Just came to the end of myself, you know? I mean, that's what happens with all of us. Everybody listening to me, you know this is the truth. Or maybe you don't yet. But we all come to the crossroads. We all realize that there's something bigger than us, that somebody created all of this. And we either accept the only plan of salvation that's offered to us, the only authentic plan of salvation, or we reject it. And I got to the point to where I knew there was a God. I mean, the Bible tells us that we're born with eternity in our hearts. We know that there's a God. And as we seek him, he reveals himself to us. I had an older brother share the gospel with me when I was in a broken state, and it all made sense. There was so much I didn't know, but it, like the scriptures that Milton would quote me, and just the way his own life had been so transformed, I knew that there had to be a real God, and so I called out to him.
Well, hold on. Jesus. That's quick though. What age were you? Were you an adult?
Yes. Yeah, I was late 20s.
Ah, same as me.
And I had tried everything I could to get happy and to find peace and to, you know, feel confident that I was doing something of value. And, you know, I mean, like I was trying to be a good person. I wasn't doing a very good job at that. And I just felt like just a lost counterfeit, you know? I mean, I was a mess, and just couldn't find my place in the world, as Michael W. Smith sang, and as God would have it, and he's so faithful to, you know, when we're searching, God will bring somebody our way that will point us to the gospel, and that's what Milton did. He got saved, came to Christ a year before I did, and he went on this mission to get his little brother to heaven, and so he just started to share Christ with me and share scriptures with me and worked on me for about a year, and then August 15th, 1979 was when I surrendered. And I was all by myself in my home in Westminster, Colorado, and I was a broken man, and I called out to God, cried out to Jesus, and said, "Hey, if you're real, please come into my heart. Please come into my life. I am a shipwreck. I'm a mess, and I just need God, and I need to know you." And Milton tells me, and your Bible tells me what little I know, that no man comes to the Father but through the Son, And so I want to do this right, and I want to be a new creation, and I want to have victory over all things, and I want what Milton's got. So that's how it started.
Now, I specifically, I know there was a moment I was actually yelling at my ceiling. I had never believed in Jesus. I'm 29 years of age. I've been involved in Eastern religions and meditation, transcendental meditation, all this other stuff. Bunch of hokey pokey, none of it rang true. Oh, meditation is good, but not when it's related to Yogananda or whatever. But anyway, so I called upon the name of Jesus, and nothing happened. And then I just kept going at it that day, and I said, "Okay, I'm a fool to live without you. You made me. Who am I to live without God?" I said. So this was when it happened. When I said, "I believe Jesus died on the cross for my sins, rose from the dead, and I surrender the rest of my life to you," and boom, I was filled with the Holy Spirit, sat down, and I immediately said, "Wow, this is what the black folks are talking about. I thought joy and happiness were synonyms, but this was overflowing joy." And I knew that. I said, "Wow, you're real." So what can you define the moment? Was it something like that with you, where you were just finally, you know, calling upon him, and you said, you know, "If you're real, save me." What happened then?
Yeah, so Milton shared the gospel, and it's the gospel that saves. I mean, we are powerless to do anything good in and of ourselves without the Holy Spirit and without a relationship with Christ. So, you know, even me wanting to know him, it was God wooing me. It was the Holy Spirit of God wooing me, drawing me into salvation. But the only way we can get saved is through the gospel, which is exactly what you just said. Jesus died for us. He paid the penalty of our sin. He was raised from the dead. And by God's amazing grace, he, you know, grafts us into the vine of salvation. And so that day, I didn't understand all of it, Rhett, just like you didn't. It, you know, it was just a step of faith. And, you know, the Bible tells us that we can't please God without faith, because it requires faith to make that step and believe that he is who he says he is. So, and faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. And I remember those scriptures that Milton was quoting me, you know, like, no man comes to the Father but through the Son. John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. If anyone be in Christ, he'd be a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. And we can be more than conquerors. Well, all that made no sense to me, but...
You want to hear the rest of the interview? Tune in from 3 to 4 in the afternoon. I'm Rhett Palmer. This is a new day, if you want it to be.
We appreciate the support for New Day with Rhett Palmer from the family of Mosquito Joe. For information, find them on the internet at melbourne@mosquitojoe.com. Roaches gone, ants gone, spiders and hornets all gone.
I've seen darkness shattered by light. I've seen joy break after the night. I wanna see it again. I've seen tragic and hopeless days turn to stories of amazing grace. I've seen bad.